年轻的父亲只是意见，常常到一个银行去这样。
In the past, there was a father and who went to the bank frequently.
但是他的儿子又拿着一个钱袋，虽然钱袋不大，可是沉沉的。
He always bring his son when he go to the bank with a big bag. Even this bag is not too heavy. It's not too big, but it's heavy and always full of money.
银行的职员就知道这个人来了，他要做什么。
The bank teller, almost all the bank teller knows why, what he's doing when they saw him.
而且呢，他每次都会很自豪地跟这个银行的职员说：“我来为我儿子大学的学费存钱。”
And he always proudly tell them, "Yeah, I'm here to deposit the money for my son who is going for his college fund."
原来他是在家里有个储钱罐。
Oh, this is because he has a piggy bank at home.
是从小的时候，从他儿子还很小的时候，他总是把家里的零用钱都放在这个钱罐里面。
He always puts the change into this, puts the change into this big bag, even when his son was a baby.
无论家里的日子多么的困难，但是这里面的钱和这里面出来的钱是绝对不能用在其他地方。
Regardless how poor or they are, and they never used any coins from this bag.
这样的情形一直持续了好多年。
It lasts for many years.
而是上大学第一个寒假回家的时候，到父母的房间一看，爸爸以前的储钱罐怎么没有？
Eventually, his son was enrolled in the college and. After the first semester, when the son came back home, he couldn't find the pick bag.
他突然意识到，原来爸爸把这个钱罐放在那里，就是为了上他上大学。现在这个储钱罐的使命已经完成了。
The son suddenly realized that the pick bag his father had was for him, for his college fund.
他深刻的感谢的。父母含辛茹苦那日子
，and because he has been to his college, so it's this pickback has accomplished its missions. So he suddenly was touched deeply because he understands his parents what his parents feeling.
钱都一，其实钱都一样，没什么分别。你那拿一张一块钱，没有人认识出这张一块钱是做什么的。
Money is money, no difference between dollars and bills, but the purpose is different.
但是这个父亲把这一点点的钱为他儿子专门存出来。
But this father has put aside the money. Only for his son's college fund.
每一分钱都有他一个特定的、一个特别的一个特别的这个目标，或者说是一个用途。
Coin by coin, and each of them have its own significance and purpose.
其实金融上的观念，从这个故事里面，我们学到和圣经里教导我们的有一点相似。
Actually, this is very similar to what the Bible taught us.
我们基督徒应该是从世界里面分别出来，成为圣洁，单单的为神所用的。
The Christians should be separated from the world and sanctified and for its purpose.
我们基督徒的使命。是应当单单的为着成就神的目标。
What is our mission? What's the mission of our Christians? It's to accomplish to satisfy the Lord's decree.
所以这圣经里讲到说，告诉我们说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，还爱父的心就不在他里面了。
The Bible teaches us, do not love this world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father will not be in him.
所以我们一起来思想一下这一段的经文。
Let's think about these verses.
所以我想首先提一下，在约翰一书里面，常常它的主题是说，我们怎样能够和神之间有一个非常亲密的团契和交通。
I want to mention that in First John, the main subject is how we can harmony fellowship with each other and with our God.
这是神在耶稣基督里面为他每一个儿女所定的旨意。
This is a will of the Lord in Christ.
但是我们也知道罪是阻拦我们和神之间团契交通的一个唯一的也是巨大的障碍。
We do know that the sin are the only and biggest barrier, stumbling block between us and our Father.
就从约翰一书第二章十二节一直到第十四节里面，讲的小子们呢，这少年人呢，父老啊，那凭了免殿。
So here in the First John chapter 2, from verse 12 through 17, it mentioned dear children, fathers, and young men, and repeat it for twice.
不完全是一个重复，这里面是有意思的。
It's not just a simple repeat, there's a meaning in it.
那这也是提醒到说，约翰写书信的对象是谁？
I want to remind us of the reader of these letters.
那当然有些这个解经家说，这三个人，少年人呢，小子呢，老年人呢，代表着三个不同年龄段的人。
Some theologists said these three young children, young men, and fathers represent three different age groups.
也有些人说，来代表着他基督徒当中三个不同的属灵年龄的弟兄姐妹。
Others also mentioned that it also represented that it represented the spiritual age of the three groups.
但是我们呢，今天不从这个方面来想，但是我们来看这三群人。他们是共同拥有的是什么呢？
We're not analyzing the different from this. We are analyzing. We are learning this passage not from the perspective of the age, but to try to see what's the agreement between among them.
但是小子们呢？他说你们是借着主名得了赦免的。后面他说小子们呢？因为你们是认识主的人。
Here is the first section, I write, dear children, because your sin has been forgiven for the Lord's namesake. But later it said, you know the Father.
你看这提到他说父老啊，你们是认识，那起初是原有。
For twice he says, fathers, you know the one who is from the beginning.
然后他说少年人呐、啊。你们是圣人的儿，圣人的儿子。后面又讲到说，神的道常在你们心里面。
And he said, also said, young man, you have overcome the devil one, the evil ones. And but later it says, the word of the Lord is in you.
其实是给我们一个基督徒的一个大的图画。
This gives us a big picture of the Christians.
这是讲到这是基督徒们，你们曾经是与神有联系、有团契的人。
It tells us that, Christian, you all have a certain relationship with Christ.
是得救的人
，and are a group of saints.
这就是一个人要与神之间有团契交通的前提。
This is a precondition that one who wants to fellowship with God.
所以，如果在座的当中，如果你还没有相信耶稣，但是你又心有个渴望说，神啊，我也希望与你之间有一种亲密团契的交通。
among our group, if you have not been saved and you are longing for a fellowship with the Lord,
那我想你要考虑一点的是说，神啊，你来赦免我的罪。
I think you should tell the Lord that, dear God, you please forgive me.
让我认识你。
Let me know you.
也让我有力量胜过罪恶。
And let me have the strength to overcome the evil ones.
如果我们这样有这样的心祷告，神拿去我们的罪了，我们就能与神父神之间有这个团契交通的权柄。
If we have these, we will have the right to fellowship with God.
然后我讲到说，我们也看到说，这几节经文其实是做到了一个承上启下的作用。
And we also see these few verses also a transition part of.
约翰写信的对象是少年人呐、啊，小子呢、啊，老年人呐、啊，也意识提示我们。无论我们信主的日子有多长，我们无论我们生命的经历有多坎坷
，we can see that the readers for this letter are the young men, the children and fathers。
无论我们在教会里面服侍是多么的热心，多么的摆上，这是我们说不要爱世界。
Regardless how old we are, how long we have been serving the Lord。We do not love this world.
过去的经历不是我们爱世界的借口。
It is not excuse for us to love this world, regardless how many, how long we serve our Lord.
神的恩典也不是我们爱世界的借口。
The grace of the Lord is not an excuse for us to love this world.
世界的罪恶也不会因为我们在神面前那过，不会因为我们在神面前过去的经历而饶过我们。
The evil ones will not avoid us just because we have served our Lord before.
世界的罪恶，就像吼叫的狮子一样，在跟着我们。
The evil things of this world, just like a devouring lion, to follow us.
它要吞噬一切可以吞噬的。
And they want to devour everything or everyone who is. Available.
当你越热心侍奉主的时候，这个吼叫的狮子跟你越来越近。
The more you serve the Lord, the closer the line, the evil ones want to approach to you.
我们也看见很多很有名望的基督徒，神的仆人跌倒了。
We do know many well-known Christian.And your servant, and they fall.
他爱世界的基督徒，什么样的都有。
Christian, there's a variety of Christians, including those who love the world.
那有一个问题啊，这个世界怎么了？只要我们不要爱世界呢
？Well, the question is, what's the problem with this world? Why is Lord does not want us to love this world?
圣经说不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
The Bible teaches us that we should not love this world nor the things in the, this world. If anyone loves this world, the love of Father will not be in him.
世界到底怎么了
？What's the problem of this world？
神啊，这世界不是你所创造给我们的。
Lord, we do know the world was created by you。
所以我们一起来思想一下这个世界到底是什么意思。
Let's think about this。
即使当新约圣经写成的时候，这希腊的哲学已经是非常的这个已经有几百年的时间来思考关于世界这个意思。
We know when the New Testament was written at that time, Greek philosophers have already discussed the world for many hundred years.
但是我们没有的确没有时间，也没有不想，我也不想去从这方面来思考。我们从圣经来看，这个世界意味着什么？
I would not just discuss this in detail, but we will see what the Bible teaches us.
从圣经的角度来看，第一个，世界合一是指生活在这个世界里面的人。
From the Bible, we know the world can mean the people in on this world.
这约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人。
And in John 3:16, the God loved the world.
这给引的这个地方，神啊，你不是爱世界，怎么叫我们不爱呢？
So Lord, you love the world. Why you didn't want us to love this world?
显然不是这里一个特别的意思。这实际只是指到是世界上的人。
Obviously, here the world means the people in the world.
神叫我们要爱他，也要爱人如己。
The Lord taught us that love him and love the neighbor just like ourselves.
神告诉我们不仅要爱朋友，也要爱我们的仇敌。
And he also teach us that we not just love our friends, but also our enemies.
所以显然在这节经文里面，这个世界的意思并不是指啊这个人而已。
And obviously, this the world does not mean does not refer
in this verse.
Or in this verse, that it's obvious that it's not the world does not mean.People in the world.
那第二个呢？这个字在 cosmos 用在这个希腊的哲学或圣经里面，可以用到神创造的这个物质的世界。
Secondly, world here is cosmos means the material world.
那包括这宇宙当中一切的创造。
That includes all the creation among the universe.
那这个创造，物质的创造，它是没有位格的，是属于中性的一个概念。
Material world, that's a neutral concept.
那比如说，我们常常有一些弟兄，我们是罪，这个钱呢是罪恶之根啊。
For example, people frequently say money is a source of the sin.
这也并不如此。
Not necessarily.
钱可以看你怎么用
，It depends on how you use it。
那物质的世界里面，那这棵树，你说它坏、好，没有这样的说法。
In the material world, for example, the trees, you cannot say it's good or bad. That's not the way.
这木材可以用来建造神的殿。
We can use wood to build temples.
但是也有些人把木材用来雕刻偶像。
Sometimes you can also see at the same time some people can carve some wood into idols.
那神是不是说你们不要爱这个世界，这个神所创造的物质世界？
Does the Lord mean you should not love the material world He created?
我们再会来分析这个问题，我们一定要到下面那个只分析这个爱的时候，才能理解神是指着什么。
We'll get to there when we analyze the words out of love.
第三点
，Thirdly，
这个世界的意思是指着魔鬼所统治的状态。
A word here for the third concept is the world controlled by the devil ones, evil ones.
圣经里讲到说，主耶稣在被钉十字架以前，他说，这世界的王要来，但是他在我里面毫无所有。
Before he was crucified, Jesus Christ said, the prince of the world is coming.
然后我们也知道，在这个世界里面，那空中掌权的、掌管的幽暗世界的那一位是谁啊？就是魔鬼。
We do know the one who controls who's in the air. We do know him.
He's coming. So, 我们就要注
all of us, including the Christians, and frequently say we cannot see why it's so terrible, so horrible.
接下来指出就是分析着当今的社会，你会看见这个罪恶是非常非常的可怕。
But if you look and analyze this world, the sinful things are terrible in the world.
你可以去看网上有，我看见有一个人呢在反驳基督教，他说有基督徒说淫乱是罪，他说我看淫乱呢根本就不是罪。
And in the internet, and I saw one person who is arguing about sexual immorality. And he said it's not sin.
他说恐怖主义怎么能说是罪呢？他说这是人表达他一种感情的自由的方式。
He also mentioned that why people think terrorism is sin. It's people have the freedom to express themselves.
杀人，就是人家就被逼到一个程度，他实在没办法才去杀人。
Killing, why people kill? It's when they kill because they were oppressed to such extent that they don't have any other thing to do.
就在想啊，有一天如果这个人呢，他的小孩子被人老杀了，被人绑架了，他会怎么想呢？哦，要是这些人做得很好，他们肯定有理由要绑架我的儿子，要杀害我的儿子，哈哈哈，来庆祝一番，对吗？
I was thinking about the scenario that one day his son was kidnapped and he was kidnapped and killed, and he would laugh and say, well, these people are express their ideas.
如果有一天他发现他的妻子跟另外一个男人在私通呢，好，他很高兴，也庆祝一番，来跟他来夸奖他妻子一番吗？你说会吗？
And I'm also thinking the scenario that he separates the events that his wife are being away with others and prostituted with others.
这个事情
How can you imagine this scene?
赌博了，色情啊，毒品啊，这些的东西好吗？
Gambling, prostitute and drugs, all of these are very bad.
这些人是有些反复基督教的人啊，他圣经研究的蛮透的，但是神造人不是给人一个自由的意志吗？
Many people who against Christianity and they also look read the Bible and they frequently say people the God create people and give them freedom and that's their right.
这就是反对神，神既然给他们，你就让他们，他们想做什么就做什么就可以了。
And God, you already created, you gave them the freedom. Why you bother to care what to do?
就像我们走在一条街上啊，这个像美国人，他先生啊在教会里面服侍，妈妈是啊也是教会里面服侍音乐方面的。
Down the street, and not too far from our house, the father is serving in the church, and the mother also serving in the music ministry.
突然有一天，发现他们高中一年级的儿子染上了毒品。
Unfortunately, one day they found high school, their son who's in high school and had used drugs.
那个爸爸妈妈跟他说：“哎呀，孩儿子啊，一定要断绝这种，不要跟陌生人来往，不能再用毒品了。”那儿子说：“好，我妈妈，我错了，那也好。”结果这个儿子怎么样？他要离家出走，这小小的年纪，为了这些事情要离开父母。
It would be better if the son said, sorry, mom and dad, and I'm sorry, I will be away from it. But unfortunately, the son left home.
这个世界就是越来越强大的，要围攻的，要攻破我们每一个基督教的基督徒的家庭。
This world is attacking each and every of the Christian families.
他们要动摇我们信仰的根基。
They want to move the foundation of our belief.
他们要摧毁我们的生命。
And they want to destroy our life.
破坏我们的家庭。
Destroy our family.
显然，这样的世界，神说你不要来。
Obviously, this kind of world, the Lord want us to not love.
第二大点我想分享的，神说不要爱世界，那个爱也是非常的重要。
Second, I want to talk about the word love, in loving the world.
因为这涉及到我们基督徒或者是非基督徒常常会想到的一些非就没有位格的没有道德属性的一些物质东西的我们对待的一个态度应该怎么样。
Because this, in dealing with this world, we are dealing with a lot of concepts, especially regarding to some immoral sinful act.
那圣经说不要爱世界，这个爱应该是哪个爱呢？因为我们知道在希腊文里面呢，表达我们中文这个爱字可以用三个不同的希腊文来表达。
In Greece, in Greek, there are three words they can use as the equivalent of love.
那在这个地方用的是 agape.
Here in John, First John, chapter 2, the word used here is agape.
Agape 这个爱是一个非常特别的。不是随便用的一个字。
Agape is not a common word, but it is not used everywhere.
这个爱讲的是一种神圣的爱，一种无条件的爱，一种牺牲的爱。
Love is God's love. It's unconditional love and sacrificing love.
一种舍己的爱。
And self-sacrificing love.
神爱世人这个爱，就是这个 agape 的爱。
And the God loved the world. The love used there was in Greek is agape.
主耶稣说你们要爱神，这个爱就是 agape 的爱。
The Lord Jesus said, you should not love the world, that is agape.
但是有些时候我们发现呢，我们很容易用这样的爱去爱世界。
But frequently we found we use this love to love the world.
Yeah, 这个世界在改变，但是我会觉得很纳闷。
We know that the world is changing. Sometimes it's unparalleled.
有的时候你有没有发现这个为了一件事情去打电话给银行，或者是给哪个跟你有关系的一些公司，这个电话里的声音完全是机器的声音，对不对？
Have you experienced this whenever you call telephone company or other companies, and the other end of the telephone line, the voice is purely mechanical machinery?
那以前呢还好，就是说那个声音会让你按这个电话上的键，那我觉得还能接受。但是到一个程度以后，你打给信用卡打信用卡公司打电话，他说他是请你。把你信用卡的号码说出来。
And if, initially they ask you to punch the numbers in on the telephone pad, but now it gradually it changed to they ask you to spell out the number.
有时候他问的时候，请你回答是还是不是。
And sometimes they ask you to say yes or no.
真的，以前我有一段时间心里觉得很难受，我就是不说 yes， 我也不说 no， 我就是按这个 pad， 我说 yes 就按个音，它也成。
For a while I was not feeling good because I just say don't say yes or no。
其实从这个我不知道从伦理的角度来看呢，这是不是违反了伦理？因为把 机器的东西好像又给人平等起来。
Basically, I do not know if this is right or wrong, because consider human and machinery as the same.
在这个把物质世界人性化的过程当中，无形当中在侮辱着人的尊严。
When we humanize the material world, and I think it's a sort of an insult to him.
回过来讲，我们讲了爱这个字，我们爱世界，比如说我爱音乐可以不可以呢？
Again,
我爱体育可以不可以啊？
Again, let's back to the word love. Can we love music? Can we love sports?
但是当我们看见圣经里所用的这个爱，不要爱世界，这个不爱的是啊，这个爱世界的这个样子的时候，我们就提醒自己了。
But we need to be careful in differentiating the meaning of this word.
当我们用爱神的爱去爱世界的时候，意味着让世界。
When we use the word love, agape, to the word used for God, we use this word to love the world. That's an insult to our Lord.
钱我们刚才前面提到，钱其实是中性的，给人带来很多的方便。你要爱一个人，去帮助他，你给他钱啊，一个贫穷的人、失意的人啊，这是一种祝福。
We mentioned the money is neutral earlier. That it is. Let's say this. We can because of love, we use the money to give others, so to help them.
但是有的时候啊，人爱钱。
But
爱这种没有内核、没有生命的东西。
But sometimes people love money and love these and lifeless things.
把它放到一个程度，爱到一个程度是代替神了。
And they love these lifeless things to the extent that they replace God.
你会怎么想？
What do you think about it?
生命当中有没有这样的事情呢？
Have you ever experienced this in your life?
爱某样东西超过爱神了。
And love things more than the Lord.
或者说，爱这样东西是用爱神的方式，用爱神的感情去爱的。
Or the way you love these things, just like the way you love the Lord.
把这样。一样没有胃口的东西，当作你生命当中的偶像。
And you use the lively things as your idol in your life.
想一想，无论是你的工作、金钱，甚至孩子的将来。
Think about it. What about your money, your work, or even the future of your children.
圣经上说，爱世界的就是与神为敌。
The scripture teaches us that if you love this world and you deem the God as your enemy,
很严重的。
It's very serious.
爱这个世界到这个程度是与神为敌。
If you love this world too much and you will be the enemy of God.
我记得在和沈强、方丽他们一起的日子。虽然是1995年底自己决志奉献给神，但是到1996年2月份3月份的时候，发现我的老板要搬到阿拉巴马大学去，我心里也很动心啊。
I do remember
that, you know, when we came here with Brother Chang and Brother Fang Li in 1995, and I at that time I come out to serve the Lord, and later the next year in February or March, my supervisor moved to South Carolina, and I was kind of touched.
Alabama.
At that time, I determined to go to the seminary, and that's why I was struggled at that time. At first, I have three prayers. I had three requests. Number one is, if you want me to go to serve you, and please give me a full scholarship for the seminary. Number two, I have bodily warts. I had some warts that time. Please remove these warts, and certainly, please give me the gift of preaching.
这是看见我老板要到阿拉巴马去，其实是那个阿拉巴马大学语言学是特别好的，所以我也很想去。
But on the other hand, when my supervisor moved to Alabama, I thought, you know, the immunology department in the University of Alabama was very good, and I also think moving with him.
So, 我心里在跟神怎么想呢？他说，其实我没有这么祷告，我心里是这么想，也是想这么做的，说，神啊，我将来呢，因为侍奉你。
And I was thinking, even I did not do it that time, and I was thinking that, you know, dear Lord, I can serve you, and sometimes I can, you know, maybe I can be an immunologist.
So, 您不是有几次打电话问我这些神圣神圣的事情，那我就说，哦，还再看看吧。
Several times, you know, when Pastor Li called me and asked about the application of the seminary, and I just put it aside and said, well, I will see, let's see.
但是三月份，我记得很清楚，细胞生物学的考试和我们系里另外一门课的考试，我两科得了个B，知道吗？给我一个就是个D。
At that time, I mean, especially in March, and I had two subjects at that time. One is molecular biology,
cell biology,
and cell biology, and I got two D's.
之后我去办公室上，我说怎么可能是D呢？就是拿我拿来给我看看，所以你有没有B？So
I went to the office of the professor and asked why I got D, and did you have any problem with that? Can I look at my?
你知道我看了卷子以后自己的感觉是什么？
Do you imagine what do you think? What's my feeling when I saw my when I read my paper?
卷子上是语无伦次的答案。
I found it's a big mess on my answer sheet.
我说怎么可能？我说我写出这样的话来呢
？How come? I said, how come I can write this mess things?
也许在笨，也不至于笨到这个程度，是不是
？Maybe I'm not that smart, but I don't think I was that slow.
神有他自己的目的。
God has his own purpose.
神呼召你。
God call you.
要侍奉全时间的时候的。
And he call you to serve him full time.
但是当我们把世界的东西看得更重了。
But when I give the worldly things too high,
警醒。
He want to warn me.
嗨，这条路走下去危险啊。
So it's dangerous to go this way.
四月份的时候，复活节，您是讲到，是不是想到我就是记得太清楚了？就是牧师的题目是你们没有一个人记得的，但是我记得。十字架前的道路。
In April, during the Easter Sunday sermon, Pastor Lee had a sermon that really touched me, and I can still remember it. The title is
The Lord Before Cross.
The Lord Before Cross.
他们彼得三次不认主了。
And he mentioned Peter three times denies the Lord.
彼得看重自己的生命胜过跟随耶稣。
Peter emphasized his own life. He looked more heavily on his life than the Lord's will.
当大家聚会结束的时候，大家都开始走得差不多了，我仍然坐在那座位上面在想着。突然之间，我一种感动就在我心里面，这个眼泪就止不住的流下来。心里听说有个声音说：“你是先彼得。”
After sermon, everybody left, but I was really touched, and I just sat there, the tears rolling out, and so I just thought, you are just like a Peter.
然后就是那个时候，一面流泪一面祷告，父神啊，无论你要带我去哪里，我都跟随你。无论到一个神学院去读牧师，因为当时我实在不想去那个Jackson 那个神学院，实在是太小。然后我说，无论是神学院有没有给我全额的奖学金，只要你带领，我就去。
And I prayed in tears that, dear Lord, you know, I will go wherever you want me to go. At that time, regardless of how much scholarship I can get, but you know, at that time, I was accepted in the Jacksonville Seminary?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. it's a very small seminary, so I think, what's the size of the seminary, regardless how much scholarship I can get, dear Lord, if you want me to go, I will go.
我们常常爱世界到一个程度，把它放在神的位置上。
Frequently, we love this world to the extent that we think that's almost considered as same as a God.
圣经说，爱世界，你们听爱世界的话，爱神的心就不在我们里面了。
The scripture tells us, if you love the world, the love of Father will not be in you.
不要爱世界，罪恶的世界。是绝对不能去爱的，不要去受解。
Please don't love the world, the evil world, and the sins of the world.
要提醒自己不要掉进魔鬼为我们铺的前面这个陷阱里面。
Please remind yourself of avoiding falling into the trap of the of Satan.
不只是提醒我们自己，带领我们的家庭不要走进这罪里面。
Also remind yourself not lead your family into the trap of the evil ones.
再有就是关于这个爱，即使神所赐给你的丰富的资财、名利、地位，不要爱到一个程度是用爱神的爱去爱。
Also remind yourself that regarding love, do not use the way you love the Lord to love the fame, the money, and the position you have.
我们当从这个世界里面走出来，分别为圣，让他 来使用我们。
We should separate from this world and sacrifice ourselves and let Him use us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
天父，我们是如此的不配。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are not worth of.
我们的眼目常常迷糊，我们的心信心常常软弱。
Our eye frequently blurred, and our belief frequently.
我们有些时候在这世界里面打转着。
Sometimes we turn around in this world.
甚至爱这个世界
，and even love this world just like I love you.
求你赦免我们
，please forgive us.
向祷告奉耶稣基督的名
，In Jesus' name we pray.